Well, I think it's a relief that it's over with, that at least now we know the players we've got on our team and can start trying to put it together for next winter.
Bobby, tell us, when was the last time you actually spoke with Eric or his father, Carl, in all of these interactions?
I haven't spoken to Eric in over a year, I think. But I had breakfast with Carl 2 weeks ago in Toronto.
What was the mood of that meeting?
Actually, Carl and I get along fairly well when we're together. It was fine. We just explained our position. Carl was still hoping that we would talk to Toronto again and try and get Eric to Toronto, but we told him that wouldn't happen, and that we were really running out of summer, that Eric really couldn't afford to miss training camp and start looking to be traded in, you know, November or December. It would be another wasted year, and if we didn't get something done, then he was going to sit.
Bobby, as we're chatting with you live on ESPN News, Eric Lindros is slipping on his new 88 sweater, Rangers blue. And from what I'm gathering from you is that, all in all, this is not something that you wanted to be the end product of this. Is that an over-assumption, or is it something that, if there was anything to do to keep him a Flyer and to make this all right, that the organization would have tried to have done that, and obviously that just wasn't an option this time around?
No, actually, that's wrong. We never wanted him back. Once he walked out on us, we didn't want him back.
Bobby, a lot of people are looking at this deal and saying that the Flyers really, really made out like bandits, because the Rangers, of course, get Lindros, who could last 2 minutes in the next season or could play every single game, whereas you guys get three, you know, pretty decent young players, especially the young prospect Pavel Brendl, and a draft pick. What is your assessment of people calling it a steal of a deal for Philly?
Well, you're never going to steal nothing from Glenn Sather. You know, he's built about five or six Stanley Cup teams, so I don't think anybody has to worry about that. I think that Glenn knows that team and knows what it needs, and there is some risk involved, but he also got the best player in the deal. And when you get the best player in the deal, then sometimes you have to take that chance. But, you know, with Nedved, Messier, and Lindros down the middle, that's pretty strong threesome.
Bobby Clark, the general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, with us here on ESPN Radio. Of course, the Lindros deal actually official on today, as the two press conferences going on last hour, and now the Rangers this hour. And Bobby, let's get deeper into the issue of Eric walking out on you all as an organization. Does the city of Philadelphia feel like he walked out as well? Do you feel Flyers fans overall feel the same way?
I think our fans know that the way Eric conducted himself at the end, when he personally attacked our trainers and our doctors and everything, that he was wrong. And walking out doesn't solve any problems. It actually just created more problems for Lindros and for us. But, you know, if that's the way he's going to operate, then we all know that, so it's no big deal. Team's always going to survive.
Do you think Eric looks at it that way?
No.
How do you think his former teammates look at it, Bobby? Have you had a chance to talk to anybody?
No. No, I didn't. I've never. I think all our players, you know, follow what's going on in sports and hockey in particular, so they knew all the players that we were going to get and stuff, and I think they're happy that we got these players because they see them as players who will help our team win.
What about their thoughts of Eric leaving, though? Are they disappointed? Or are we so past disappointment at this point because
it's such an ordeal? Yeah, they knew he wasn't coming back. I think when you're a player and someone walks out on you, you don't want that guy back.
Next hour, Bobby, final question for you. We're going to dive into this whole issue and the whole legacy of Eric to see exactly what's left for him. And we're going to ask our listeners today, can he still be considered an all-time great player in this game? Can you ever see that for him? Because of the way the situation is rolled out for you, all the time that he's missed on the ice, the time before, obviously, it was the potential was there, but can he still get that time back?
He certainly has the ability to be considered one of the greats in the game, but he's going to have to play a lot and for a long time to do that. I mean, he was averaging only 62 games a year for us, and his statistics were unbelievably good. But he's going to be considered a great player, you're going to have some longevity, too.
Can you and Eric ever have a cordial relationship after all of this?
I would see no reason why we couldn't talk and stuff. I mean, I don't care one way or the other if we do, but I certainly wouldn't walk around him so I didn't have to talk to him. I'd talk to him. I liked Eric till this thing all fell apart and he started making accusations against our people.